Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Oh, and it's me, and it's 7:36. Good morning, Darren Powell.
Good morning. How are you, Audrey? Real Madrid and Manchester City played out a 1-1 draw in the semi-final, first leg of the Champions League last night. And I'm going to admit now, this wasn't the all-out open attacking contest we were hoping for, but it was just a fascinating game of football, a real game of chess. Vinicius Jr. opened the scoring for the home team against the run of play in the first half, but then City levelled through Kevin De Bruyne in the second half, and both absolutely top drawer, brilliant goals. It sets it up nicely ahead of the second leg, which is this day week back in Manchester. Listening to City manager Pep Guardiola after the game, you get the feeling he was pretty satisfied with the result.
When we were better, they score. When they were better, we score. Tight game. Bernabeu semi-final, so always is difficult. And we got good moments, and sometimes it's difficult with the quality they have with the ball. 1-1. Final next Wednesday at home with our people.
A tight game, it takes total focus, doesn't it, that kind of game? Mental focus as well.
It's so demanding. So they are so good, they have experience, the quality. But the same, so now we travel to Manchester and we are going to see what can do better. So when you play this kind of games, it's like a playoff. So the second, you learn a lot for the first, and hopefully we can learn and defend better and attack better.
Now, very often it's the attacking players who get much of the credit, but everyone, you know, this morning talking about those goals last night. But what about Thibaut Courtois, the Real Madrid goalkeeper? Outstanding last night, really kept his side in it at times. And he was a little disappointed with the final result last night.
Yeah, I think it was a good game. Unfortunate not to win here at home and to go maybe with a better feeling there. But yeah, we have to approach next week as an early final and hope to win it.
Am I right if I say both teams were holding back tonight?
No, holding back, no, but in the end, you know that I think their strength with Haaland is the space they can find in the back of a defense. And I think that's what we tried today to avoid, that they couldn't find those passes in the deep depth for him, and that it's harder, that he has to come to get the ball, and there he's less dangerous than when he runs in the space. And I think we defended well this, and we'll have to do the same next week. But remember last year that they started really fierce and hard the first half, and we were losing 2-0 really fast, so we'll have to avoid that. And I hope we can win and go to the final again.
Now tonight it's AC Milan against Inter at 8 o'clock. I was having flashbacks when I was writing up the story this morning, because I actually commentated on that match in 2005 when they last met in the Champions League. I was working for TV3 at the time. I was there with Ronnie Whelan. The match was abandoned after about 70 minutes. Such was the trouble in the crowd. And the match was awarded AC Milan in the end. But I genuinely, in all my years in sport, have never seen anything like the Milan derby. So I hope I'm doing it justice and building it up tonight. What a game that's going to be. The FAI has taken the decision to abandon plans to build a new centre of excellence for the Munster region in Glanmire. The project was confirmed on a 30-acre site back in 2016. Trouble is brewing in Kildare Camogie this morning. This follows news that the Kildare Camogie board has taken the decision to withdraw their team from the All-Ireland Intermediate Championship. The players are very unhappy, and they've written down their concerns in a letter to all the clubs. So they're really unhappy that an agreed charter isn't being lived up to, and also very unhappy with how the withdrawal from this championship has been communicated to them via WhatsApp. I'll have more on that a little bit later on. The Clare Minor Hurlers beat Cork last night to win the Munster title for the first time in 12 years. Eddie Dunbar was ninth on yesterday's stage at the Giro d'Italia. He's 14th overall. Ben Healy, 57th overall. And finally, racing today at Goran Park gets underway at 20 past one.